Sweden breaks new ground. The world's first AI music license emerges. A new dawn in the age of music and machines. For centuries, music has been born of human hands and hearts. Composers in candlelit rooms, singers pouring their souls into trembling microphones, bands sweating beneath the heat of stage lights. But today, in the quiet offices of Stockholm, a new chapter has been written. STIM, Sweden's venerable music rights organization, has unveiled something unprecedented: the world's first official AI license for music. The announcement carries the electricity of revolution. Where once music rights were a matter of vinyl and sheet music, then streaming platforms and downloads, now they extend into the realm of algorithms and machine learning. For the first time, creators and machines alike are bound within a shared legal and creative fabric. How the license works. STIM's new license is not a vague promise. It is a structured framework designed to govern AI-generated compositions and the use of human-created works to train those systems. The license ensures that when companies feed vast libraries of songs into artificial intelligence models, the original creators receive recognition and payment. In practical terms, this means AI developers and companies can access music for training under legal clarity. Songwriters, publishers, and rights holders will be compensated fairly. The process introduces transparency into a frontier often clouded by uncertainty. In the words of STIM's leaders, this is not about resisting change but shaping the future of music on fair terms. The human stakes. Behind this story lies a deeper struggle. For years, songwriters feared that machines would strip them of dignity, turning melody and lyric into soulless code. Others saw opportunity, a chance to expand creativity into places no human mind alone could reach. STIM's license represents a bridge between these visions. It acknowledges the fears, but it also dares to imagine a future where humans and machines collaborate, and where innovation does not erase heritage, but amplifies it. Why it matters. The world is watching. If successful, STIM's initiative could become the blueprint for other nations, offering a pathway to balance innovation and fairness in the global music industry. At stake is nothing less than the definition of authorship in the 21st century. Who owns a melody born in silicon, and who must be honored when that melody is trained on the voices of the past? Like the printing press or the phonograph, this moment feels like a hinge of history. The tools change, but the struggle remains, protecting the soul of music while embracing the tides of progress. Join the conversation. What do you think? Should AI be welcomed as a creative partner, or does this risk turning art into automation? Share your thoughts, stories, and hopes in the comments below.